An eerie blue light washed the Brisbane Convention Centre ballroom. Blue for petroleum, blue for burning gas, blue for blue hydrogen. It was a Wednesday evening in mid-May 2022, day three of the oil and gas industry's big four-day national conference, not counting the golf tournament scheduled for that Friday. The presence of the industry's executives here on the banks of the Brisbane River was one of life's great ironies. 2 months ago, as the river rose under torrential rain, Convention Centre staff had worked through the night, sandbagging the venue to keep the water at bay. The floodwaters had surged right across southeast Queensland, down over the border into northern New South Wales, past Dismore and the northern rivers, into areas where the Black Summer bushfires had burned the year before. The water had yet to properly drain from Brisbane, but now venue staff were playing host to a crop of petroleum execs whose core business was driving a change in the chemical composition of the atmosphere that had made those floods worse. The absolute cream of the industry had begun to gather about an hour before the doors opened. Those present represented some of the biggest oil and gas companies in the world. The ExxonMobils, the Chevrons, the Shells, as well as smaller players, public relations professionals, departmental bureaucrats and elected officials. They formed an impenetrable wall of grey suits in the foyer as they milled around, knocked back drinks and networked. Then, as the annual gala dinner was about to begin, the doors had opened and we were let loose inside. My plane had touched down into the humid Brisbane autumn a few days before. This was Postcard Australia, home to the Great Barrier Reef and the late great Steve Irwin. A friend had picked me up from the airport and on the way back to their place, giving me a tour of where the floodwaters had risen. I hadn't been sure what to expect when I set out to cover the conference. The overall slogan they had chosen was positive energy for a changing world, an attempt by the oil and gas industry to spin the pressure they were under as demand for action on climate change mounted. Over the next few days, I'd browse the stalls, showing off the industry's best efforts to suck more fossil fuel from the Earth's crust, enjoyed the free lunches and exhibition hall, and been shamed by protesters alongside the other attendees when I turned up each morning. It was sometime during the second day that the Australian Petroleum Production Exploration Association's press guy asked if I wanted to come to dinner. We were in the media room, sponsored by Santos, one of Australia's biggest domestic oil and gas companies, when he caught me walking past. The media room was an air-conditioned refuge from Brisbane's humidity, well-stocked with fresh pastries, hot coffee and Santos-branded merch, all part of an evergreen strategy by governments and large corporates to curry favour with journalists. Time had even been carved out in the conference program for after-work cocktails and a meet-and-greet so the oil company executives could mingle with the nation's financial press. The previous day, an email had gone out with an invitation to dinner and the press guy asked whether I had seen it. I just hadn't responded to it. Freebies are supposed to be frowned upon. You could tell who the reporters with integrity were because they left the Santos branded drink bottles where they stood, and they were nice bottles. As the press guy looked at me, I made a snap decision. Sure, I said, I'll come to your party. His eyes widened. He seemed genuinely happy. Perhaps he was surprised. In the lead-up to the conference, I had been CC'd into an email to another journalist who'd regularly covered climate change. It suggested to me that Appiah had run my background and lumped me in with the industry's critics. Ordinarily, tickets to the industry's annual dinner ran a punt to $195. This came on top of the $1,845 that Appiah members paid for standard general entry tickets to the four-day conference, or the $2,295 for everybody else. The press guy handed me my free pass, saying it was supposed to be a hell of a show. It was a casual bit of sleaze, another well-worn strategy the organization had developed back in the 1960s. Those who could afford the golden ticket bought themselves unfettered access to the nexus of Australian wealth and power, the part of the Venn diagram where government and industry overlap.